Conference Committee for House File 92 will come to order. As we left the room last time, we had an offer that we made to the Senate. The Senate was planning to talk it over and was hoping to get back to us. And so this is our opportunity for the Senate to let us know what you're thinking.
Mr. Chair, Senator Tomassoni would like to explain our caucus.
Madam Chair, I don't know that we have enough time or that we want to deal with that.
I think if you
should. In the meeting last night.
Oh, you don't want me to tell them about everybody in it?
Senator Tomassoni.
Because I'm still trying to understand our caucus, too. But, Mr. Chairman and members, Senator Eaton showed the caucus your offer, and the inflationary factor is still a problem. And so I don't know what to tell you other than that the offer is not going to be acceptable to us.
Senator Tomassoni, it's uncharacteristically brief for your body, but we appreciate the comments. So is there any thought from the Senate of responding? Aside from no thank you?
Well, if the House will tell us that they're willing to drop the inflationary factor, we could have an offer.
And I guess another question for the senators is, I understand today that the majority leader co-authored a bill for a constitutional amendment that included indexing. Is that a representative position of the caucus, that indexing is acceptable if the voters approve it? Or is that just kind of a statement from two senators? That's a question from any senator.
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's just I'd like to better understand the position of the Senate.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Eaton.
It was not discussed with me, so I have no idea if other people support it. I only know that Senator Rest and Senator Bach are listed on the bill as co-authors.
Okay. Well, anything from House members? Representative Metza.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess it's more of just a statement. I've been following a little website that's been tracking some of the Senate responses to indexing, and it seems to me like there's 34 votes on there, so I was just curious as to the accuracy on that from my side, and if I just challenge the Senate to maybe throw it up on the floor and see what happens.
I don't see anybody rising to that bait, Representative Metza. Okay, well, I don't see the House bringing back an offer without indexing, and the Senate doesn't seem to be interested in having a conversation at all about it outside of a constitutional amendment context. But because hope springs eternal, I think I will recess the conference committee today instead of adjourn it and hope that we might get into a more constructive phase of negotiations than we have been so far. And if there is nothing further, we are in recess.